Today, we'll be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Chaf of Masechet Pesachim. The topics we will learn about include: the Daf begins with a discussion of the mitzvah of matzah nowadays, when we don't have a Karban Pesach, including a discussion whether you can eat anything after matzah on the Seder night, and whether the mitzvah to eat matzah is still a mitzvah deraita b'zman hazeh. The Mishnah discusses whether people who had fallen asleep in the middle of the Seder can continue to eat the Karban Pesach when they wake up, and distinguishes between different types of sleep. The Mishnah mentions that after Chatzais, the meat of the Karban Pesach makes people's hands tummy. The Gemara discusses how this relates to the Machlokes Tanoim about the latest time to eat the Karban Pesach. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include Orel, somebody who does not have a bris milah, is not permitted to partake of a Karban Pesach. Ben Necher, somebody who rejects all mitzvahs, is not permitted to partake of a Karban Pesach. Davar Shehoyeh Bechlal, V'yotzeh Min HaKlal, L'lamed. Loi L'lamed Al Atzma Yotzeh, El L'lamed Al HaKlal Kula Yotzeh. One of the 13 mitzvahs, Shehatorah Nidreshes Bahem, methodologies of learning Torah Shebal Peh, from Torah Shebiksav, is that if the Torah says something about a general category, and then singles out part of the category to teach a new halacha, that halacha applies to the entire general category. Nicer, a carbon left over past the time it can be eaten becomes pasul and must be burned.